Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and you will find rest for your souls." If you feel heavy laden tonight, if something feels heavy for you, if there's something that you want to release, someone you want to release, some situation in your life that you want to invite God to be a part of in order to bring you freedom and healing and liberation, this table is the place where you can come and leave behind whatever feels too heavy for you, a place where you can come and receive prayer and support, a place where you can know God's peace for yourself. If you feel yourself in need of healing of mind or body or spirit in any way, a physical thing or an emotional thing, this is a place to come and to ask the people who are here to just pray with you and say, "This is the way I need healing tonight." If there's something that you want to let go of, you can come forward and say, "I need to let go of this. Would you pray with me, please?" Anything that you need God's help for or an assurance of God's faithfulness in is available to you tonight. Jesus was gathered with his friends, and he took bread and blessed it and broke it and said, "This is my body." And also he took a cup and shared it with them and said, "This is my life poured out for you. Whenever you eat and drink, remember me." So tonight we share this meal in memory of Jesus, in memory of love that is stronger than death, in affirmation of love that never ends. Everyone here is welcome to receive this bread and this cup. Everyone here is welcome to have people pray with them if you'd like that. One thing we've been talking about during Lent is how this can be a time of changing something in our lives. And if you want help around just making a change of some sort, you can come forward and say, "This is something I want to change in my life," and God will become a part of that process. And so I invite you to come forward now to be nourished by this bread and this cup, the bread of heaven, the cup of liberation, or to receive a healing touch, the touch of our hands that are just a reminder to us of God's touch, which is always in our lives. Come forward now and find rest.